Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
how are you today?
Listen, I'm here. I'm here. Here.
Same. It's been a good day though. I've been wanting to go to a local little farm stand. I've been trying my best to shop local. Because there's not much else to shop. But I do also want to
Well,
support.
it's not a big challenge.
But I do feel like it's really important. And a lot of my Christmas this year is going to be local stuff. And I'm really excited about that. And so we went this morning, my friend Jennifer and I, trouble. In a suburban, we went and went to our friend at Peacock Farms to their little farm stand, which is legitimately in the middle of nowhere. I don't know how they're surviving with a
Best
farm,
kind.
but it's great. People drive from all over the place. So they have their main business is a farm that produces pigs and lambs. So they have the best bacon, the best bacon. The best.
Yeah.
So that's good. So I use their bacon. They make
Yeah.
sausages, lamb chops, all the things. But they've
Yum.
started this little bitty. And when I say, I mean, I'm looking around like it's as big as my sofa, little building at their farm. And you can go and buy local jellies. So a local lady, farmer produces something that she calls pine straw jelly, and it's pineapple and strawberry. Pine straw,
Well, listen, listen.
right? So I got some of that, and she makes some candied
For those of you who are not
jalapenos.
familiar with South Georgia, the pine straw is,
Everywhere.
there's just a plethora of pine straw in South Georgia. So
Yes.
that is just a perfect South Georgia jelly.
And it's so good. She makes candied jalapenos that I had with my breakfast. So they've got fresh eggs, like things from the farm, but then she also makes a little bit of breakfast. And whatever farmers show up in the mornings to buy it, you get it. So she does grit bowls, which I had with grits and sausage gravy and some of the candied jalapenos and some marinated tomatoes. I mean, just this beautiful plate of food. And then I got some bacon that I was getting low on, and I got some of the pine straw jam or jelly or whichever one it is. And it, I don't, Jennifer and I were talking about it when we left. I don't know how that makes her money because she charged
No.
$5 for a plate of a heaping bowl of grits, of cheese grits.
That.
Like,
Oh.
I was like, are you sure that's enough? I will give you more. I mean, they charge $25 for that at a restaurant in Atlanta.
Listen, I went out to dinner last night and got angel hair pasta, and I think there were maybe five shrimp on the plate in a tomato sauce. And I had a cocktail and a glass of wine, and it was $80.
And I got a biscuit too. She made homemade biscuits, and so we got a biscuit for the jam. And I just so I anyway,
Yeah.
that's why I like to shop local because there's no way that made her any money today. I think for Christmas, not my brother does not listen to this podcast, so I don't have any. But like he likes to grill, so I'm gonna get him some Peacock Farm bacon and sausage and pork chops.
Perfect.
That's a good man gift. If you've got a guy that loves to grill, get him some good local meat. And so that's what I'm gonna do. But I love Peacock Farms. They make great barbecue too. Amazing barbecue. They're at all of the little festivals around here, selling their barbecue sandwiches. And so I'm really just grateful that they are surviving and thriving. And I will help them however I can. So that was fun.
Good.
And then we went to a local nursery and bought pansies. and snapdragons. And I'm not really sure why we did, because it's going to be 85 today, and every pansy we bought is going to wilt. But that's okay, because I think next week they're going to be all right. I
And
hope.
the snapdragons will overwinter for you. I used to do
Yes.
that. They'll come back in the spring and be beautiful.
So, all the things.
Yeah.
But that
Well, that's
was
fun.
fun.
That
It
was
was
a
a
fun
fun
morning.
morning.
Indeed.
Yeah. And then my sweet daddy came by. They had a fake Christmas tree that they were not going to use. And it's in a bag on wheels. And so they gave it to me. Okay, so
Nice.
now I don't have to buy a Christmas tree. So that is sitting, waiting to be put up.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I know last week that I said I was going to go to Trader Joe's when I was in Atlanta, but two things happened. One, I'm really, really old and I slept weird on my hand. Like I must have curled it up and slept on it. And so it swelled up. I couldn't hold anything. It was very painful. Couldn't pick anything up. And it was my right hand, which I'm right-handed. So I was already mad with the world. And then from where we were meeting in Atlanta, I looked on Google Maps, and the nearest Trader Joe's was 9 miles away, and it was going to take me 30 minutes to get there. And I went, nope, I
Yeah.
ain't doing it. I
Listen,
love Trader Joe's.
I too was going to go by Trader Joe's. But listen, this is going to be out of order from what we have on our
That's all right.
agenda here, but I had to be a lawyer all and wear lawyer clothes. And for some reason, the wearing of the lawyer clothes, maybe it's because I'm in a stage of my life right now where if I look at a cookie, I gain a pound, and God forbid I actually eat one, I gain
Yes.
three.
Yes.
And so none of my pants are really fitting me very comfortably right
Yes.
now. And I had on a pair of pants that I had to wear all day long, and it was exhausting. I did not have the energy to stop at the Trader Joe's that I drove right beside
Oh,
to
see.
get on the interstate.
Yeah. If I had driven right beside it, I might have gone in. I might not have, though. My hand, y'all, I don't know what happened to me. I'm old and it hurt. I could not hold a cup to drink. And I'm not left-handed. And so I was pissed for 2 days.
Yeah, that's problematic.
It was awful. So I didn't go. So
Yeah.
you didn't go either. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little
I
better.
didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
No Trader Joe's updates.
No, none for me either. Fortunately, the last time I was there, I did get enough spices because, you know, I like their Mexican spices, the cilantro lime and the some other stuff I really like, their ranch seasoning, all that. So I have plenty of that stuff. The everything bagel I use religiously. So I've got enough to be all right.
Okay, well, good.
I know that you and I will have two extremely different Thanksgiving experiences, but I am so excited, y'all. I cannot wait. I'm going Monday and I'm taking Honey and my friend Jennifer's little dog Biscuit, who's about as big as a baked potato, while they go have, Thanksgiving with family somewhere else. And we are going to the mountains. And I have bought a frozen pizza and a frozen lasagna. And that's going to be it.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to sit on the deck at the in the mountains and look at the river and drink good local beer and eat pizza.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving to me.
There you go.
Look at that.
Whatever brings you joy and peace.
At peace. It's the peace.
I will say, if you the peace, yeah. If you do decide, if you get a wild hair and you decide you want a little something.
Okay.
COVID year, I was here by myself. I did get invited. My friend Cindy invited me to her family's Thanksgiving, which we had in the driveway.
Love
Let's
it.
all remember the joy of the COVID year, Thanksgiving. But I needed some of Nanny's dressing, so I bought just a little turkey breast, and it was really, it's like roasting a gigantic chicken breast.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long, and it's easy. And then you can just, even if you just want to make some cornbread to go with it and
Yeah.
throw some sage in it.
And I thought about doing that kind of stuff when I got back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna take or be stressed about my time in the mountains. But when I get back, I thought, I may make some of Gogi's stuff when I'm at the house. I've got all my
What
spices.
was that? You shared a recipe a couple years ago of Gogi's, and our friend and listener Heather, not your Heather, my Heather.
Yep, you're Heather.
Hey Heathers.
Yes.
She made that and she sent me a text and she was like, oh my gosh, that was so
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
So you could totally do that when you get home.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. And I was also thinking about the one that we shared. Maybe we should find our favorite holiday recipes that we've shared before and reshare them one week. Because the one that I really like too, which I thought about also making later in the month, or in December, was Birch's crab.
Our Aunt
Holly,
Susie's devil crab.
yeah, devil crab casserole that is divine. So I thought about making that too. So I think I may, when I get back, make some kind of holiday, some kind of dinner. Maybe both of those things, one
Yeah.
week and one the next. But while I'm up there,
Only if the mood strikes you.
I just don't wanna, I don't wanna schlep a bunch of stuff. I don't
Right.
wanna. I don't. I've been there enough to know that there's like aluminum foil. Like,
Right.
I don't know what pots and pans she has. I don't even want to have to go to Ingles when I get there. So,
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop at Jay Moore and get some of their yummy saltine crackers that they bake with like butter and spices and stuff. And I'm gonna get some of their pimento cheese. It's so good, and that's gonna be my lunch every day. And that's it. Yeah,
There you go.
beer and beer.
Well, good.
So yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so Mandy, you tell us what's going on in your world.
Well, my Thanksgiving won't be that drastically different because it'll just be our immediate family.
Yeah.
But I am I'm going to Auburn this weekend for the Auburn Mercer game.
Love it.
And then when I depart Auburn, I will stop in Birmingham to pick up a new foster.
Wait.
Her name is Mercy.
Mercy me.
I am told that she is a favorite of the boarding facility in Birmingham, which is a high honor because they don't really like Weimaraners at that boarding facility where we board all of our Weimaraners.
Okay.
Can't imagine how that happened.
Shocker.
But she apparently is a staff favorite, so hopefully that bodes well
Love it.
because when we get to Nashville, she will be making the acquaintance of my new niece, the Bernedoodle Maggie,
So,
who
as predicted, your sister got a puppy.
my sister got a puppy.
I love that you called it last week.
Oh yeah. Listen,
Easy to call.
there's no slowing that girl down.
Yeah.
There's no. So got a Bernedoodle named Maggie. She did call me yesterday at 7:15 in the morning. What are we doing? Because she'd been up a while because she
Yeah.
has a puppy.
She has a puppy.
And she wanted to know why in the world, after Maggie had been taken on a walk and had been outside and had done her business on both occasions, she would then come in and poop on the mat by the water bowl. Why would she do that?
Puppy.
I said, because she is a puppy. But anyway, so that'll be fun. That'll be fun. I'll be I'll be dog training times two.
Yeah, because you're going to be dog training. Love you, sister, but.
My sister is really good. She is a very consistent pet parent.
Love it.
So where most of us sort of get like, oh, well, okay. Oh, she didn't have any of that. So her dogs end up being very well behaved because she is very consistent. But she hadn't, because she got Lucy when I was living at her house. And so I potty trained Lucy. Like, so she hadn't done any of, she
She
hadn't
hadn't
done
done
a
any
lot
of
of
that.
like, yeah, I mean, she's very good with the behavioral stuff. But she hadn't done any of the other kind of training in a while. So
Which is why I did not want a puppy.
listen, I will preach that gospel all day long. I will say that Mercy is six.
Okay.
And so I anticipate I'll have her a minute because she's going to be a little harder to
Yeah.
move because she's a little older. So let's all pray that Mercy is doesn't have any separation anxiety.
So, do we
That's my
know her
main thing.
story? Like, is it a story?
I don't know her story. I don't know where
Okay.
she came from.
Because, like, you've had
But
them from everywhere. You've had them from the Waffle House. You've had them
yeah.
from,
I've had them from owner surrender
yeah.
to behind the dumpster of the Waffle House to tied up in the yard,
Yeah.
getting just gigantic big gulp cups of food thrown at them. God,
Why do people do that?
I don't know. So anyway, that's my excitement. The what I did this past week, I had to go be a whole lawyer. In full lawyer clothes and work on three different cases. That was the other thing I have not done in a long time. Depositions on one case.
Yeah.
Being in Moultrie was fun. My friend Michael had us at his office, which was Saxby's old office, which
Oh.
was right beside Mr. Bunker's gas station where we used to fill up and put it on your daddy's ticket. And while they were pumping your gas, they would also check your oil.
Love
And then
it.
when they brought the ticket out for you to sign, they brought like the real bubble gum, like that pink bubble gum
Yep.
that was wrapped up in the paper that was like blue and something else, some other color. When we moved to Missouri, that was like our last stop on the way out of town. And as they filled us up, I just started bawling,
All in,
crying. Because I was like, I'm not gonna get any more bubble gum, mama. And Mr. Bunker came out with a big old gigantic sack full of bubble gum and told my mama to give me a piece every time she got gas. Oh, anyway, so
I
it's now
love
a tire
small
store.
town
It's not Mr.
life.
Bunker.
I love
Right.
small town life
I sat
so
there the whole
much.
time looking at Mr. Bunker's gas station the whole time. And they've got the lights strung. You know, they don't light them until Thanksgiving night, but they've got the lights strung up. So all that's fun. Had dinner with my friend Allison the night before. So that was good to catch up. We had not seen each other in a minute. So, you know, it's always good to go home. But
Yes.
then I left there and went to Tallahassee and stopped at my lawyer's office in Tallahassee and talked about two cases because there's one, you know, the craziest state that she represents me on. But then she's got another one that's actually up in Gainesville. That she wants to hire me as a lawyer on. So I had to talk about three different cases in one day. I don't know that I've done that in 15 years, y'all. Mercy. While
Look at
wearing
you
real clothes.
tearing it up.
I was exhausted. So I took to the bed. I did go, went to lunch with my preacher the next day, which was nice. And she did laugh at me. So I was like, Amy, you know, I've never joined a church ever. I've gone to church my entire life. I've never joined a church. She was like, no, I did not know this. And then as we were talking about that, I said, I almost joined. If we had taken a vote, I would have joined. And then fast forward later on, we were talking about it. She said, what do you, are you familiar with the Enneagram? And I was like, yeah, I'm a five, like dead center, on target, perfectly aligned five. And she was like, this explains everything. One of the things was, of course, you would only think to join the church when there was a problem, when there was a crisis.
Yeah,
Of course, you're then
of
going to
course.
come join the church.
So you can
Well,
help save it.
right.
Yeah.
So I had lunch with Amy. I did, and then I went and got my flu shot
I've
and my
got to
COVID
do that.
vaccine Friday afternoon.
So I was told, and tell me if this was wrong information. I was told by a doctor, he's a retired doctor, but he's a doctor, that you have to have a prescription for the COVID.
I did not. I did not in Florida. I went to
Okay.
Walgreens.
I think we do
Yeah,
here.
initially they said that, and then initially we couldn't get them in Florida. But
Okay.
then there was some sort of vote by some sort of organization that's, I think, sort of changed all of that.
Okay.
Thank you, whatever organization you
Yeah.
are. Because like right after I still follow, I can't remember what her name was during COVID, and I can't remember what her name is now. Laurel, I think it's Laurel Bristow, I think is her name. She during COVID, she was the one, she had a real funny name, but she's a scientist at Emory, and she would like do all these really informative COVID
Yeah.
tutorials. Anyway, she was the one that was kind of keeping me up to date on that vote, watching her talk about that. So that's why I know that. But yeah, no, I get on if you have a Walgreens nearby, like in Cordial or Perry. If you get on their app or their website, you can schedule an appointment. And so that would give you an idea of whether or not you
Yeah.
can get it or not.
Yeah. So the medicine stop in Vienna
I just
has,
call the medicine stop in
yeah,
Vienna.
they have flu shots, I know, and I need to go up there and do that. In fact, I may run up there this afternoon. And they can tell me.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so historically, I did not. In fact, I never got the COVID vaccine last year because I was so sick continuously.
Yeah.
Because historically, when I get the COVID shot, I have to go to bed. I have to
Yeah,
take to
me
the bed. I
too.
get a fever.
Yep.
It knocks me out for
Yep.
like at least a day and a half.
Yep.
And it did not this time.
I love that.
I never ran a fever. I have been a little bit fatigued. I have had a headache. And all that's still sort of lingering. And for some reason, you can't really see, but my
Oh yeah, I
arm
can actually.
has been really sort of red and itchy
Yes.
because this is where I get my allergy shots and it's fine, but this one was, but it, you know, comparatively, it was not nearly as bad as it has been. So
Good.
I will take that. I will take that.
Yes.
But so I went to lunch with Amy, went and got my shot, and then tried to get work done with anticipation of starting to feel like crap at any moment, but I never really did. But I did never, I guess I was pretty fatigued because nevertheless, I did stay in the bed pretty much the entire weekend. I met a friend, actually, my lawyer, Kelly, was in town. And so I did walk across the street and have a glass of wine Saturday night with Kelly and her husband. And then that was really it. I did not do laundry. I think I spent the entirety of Sunday just scrolling TikTok. Just, I don't even want to look and see what my phone says as far as what I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's it. That was all my excitement.
That's exciting, though.
You
I mean,
froze. You
that,
froze looking at me like that.
of course. You haven't frozen on my end, so that's nice. But
Girl, you stay
I
frozen.
know. I know. God.
Anyway, so yeah, so let's talk about your food. Looks like we're going with food this week,
Yes,
Katie.
we are. We are going with food. So I have two things I wanted to bring forth. It's probably too late for the first thing, but because most of them are sold out. But you know, I love an advent calendar because, you know, with it just being me, there's not a lot of presents under my tree to open. So during Advent, every day I get to open a little piece of joy. And so this year I'm doing again what I did last year, the Zotter or Zotter chocolates. So they're really good. I'm very much, that came in the mail the other day. I'm very much looking forward to my chocolate calendar. And the other thing I did is kind of make my own advent calendar. And this is going to be and sound, and it's pretty ridiculous and bougie, but I feel like I deserve a treat. So
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. So, the ladies down here have gotten me hooked on caviar because a lot of times on Friday afternoons we'll have pork rinds and caviar and champagne, as one does in South Georgia, right? So I was doom scrolling on TikTok one night and I came across a girl who reviews caviars and talks about them. And she talked about this gourmet online grocery
Listen,
store.
your algorithm is much better than mine. Mine is full of horrible neighbors, bunch of people having boundary line
There
disputes.
we go.
And a lot of like cop body cam stuff. Yours is much more fun. Anyway,
Was
continue. I
so
need to work on
fun.
that.
Yeah. So when I come across this girl, I'll send you one of her things so you can get on her thing. But this company is called Markey's, and it doesn't just do caviar, it does all kinds of great specialty foods. So I have linked the full grocery store online spot for you on here. So it has really good like smoked salmon.
Is it Markeyes?
Why? Markey apostrophe S.
Because I just sound, maybe that was Marty's. Maybe that's what I mean by. I
Yeah, so
just sounded it.
Markey. There are several Markeys and different versions of spelling, but this is
Yeah,
Markey's.
mine was Marty, Martie.
Yeah,
So, okay,
no. This is Markey,
gotcha.
Markey apostrophe S. They have great like smoked salmon. So I was looking on there because I was just going to order some caviar to have at the house. But like I don't own a, because you're supposed to use a mother of pearl spoon. I don't own one of those. But what they have is a sampler. And so it comes with four different kinds of their caviar to try. And look, it's not totally cheap, but it's right in line with the chocolate advent calendar.
Yeah.
And then they
I
have a
got a
wide
hair in my
variety.
shirt.
I
Got a
wondered
hair
what
in my
you were.
shirt.
So Mandy just pulled her shirt open and is looking down at herself.
Well, I would have flipped it up, but I didn't want to flash you.
I
I hate a
mean,
hair in my shirt, y'all. I
yeah,
hate it.
crazy.
Sorry, go ahead.
But so it also comes at a variety of price points. You don't have to break the bank to buy yourself some
How
caviar to
fun would
celebrate.
that be on New Year's Eve?
Yes. So they have all kind a wide variety. But what I did was got the sampler, which comes with a mother of pearl like tray almost, or dish, a mother of pearl spoon. It comes with the little opener, which I don't have either. So the tin can opener. And then it comes with four different kinds of caviar to try. It comes with Bellinis, which I also got some pork rinds because, we're still in South Georgia.
Bellinis or Bellinis?
Bellinis, the little round, yes, not Bellinis, not the drink, although that would be nice, right?
Was like,
Dang,
dang.
I know. And then it comes with creme fraiche. So the creme fraiche, all of it comes in this nice little carrier. Anyway, so every week I'm going to try a different caviar. And so I kind of made my own caviar advent calendar.
I
But
like
yeah,
it.
that's a great idea for New Year's, for, a special birthday or a brunch. And really, I mean, I looked around a lot. There are some very expensive things on there. They also have a product which might be a part of my next purchase called caviar butter. So it's just
Yes.
high-end French butter mixed with caviar already in a tin. So,
Think cat can cook is where I saw that
yes,
on Instagram.
on some good bread. So, you can spend a fortune on there, but you can also find some things that are a lot more affordable and things that, people like us can get on, for special occasions. So I thought y'all would like that. So Markey's has a lot of fun stuff on there. So go look around and treat
Very
yourself.
excited to check that out.
Yes, I'm very excited for that for you. The other thing is, not too long ago, I think I told you I went with Jennifer to watch her daughter. She's a horse jumper. And so we were at the horse park all day. And so we took a bunch of snacks. And one of the things that Jennifer brought were these peanut butter balls. And they were delicious. And I said, this would be a great way to get, the P word, extra protein, and have something small to eat for lunch. 'Cause, I'm not eating tons and tons like I used to every day. And so she gave me the list of ingredients and just said, have fun. And so you just mix with your heart. But it's peanut butter, rolled oats, chia seeds. She used mini chocolate chips and then protein powder. And I probably should link the protein powder that her daughter Scout told me to get. So I'll link that as well. And then honey. But her daddy makes cane syrup. And so I have some of his South Georgia cane syrup. So I use that. But you just combine the ingredients and roll them in balls. That's it. They're like two, 3
Perfect.
bites each. So I used local peanut butter from the peanut farm up the street. I love dark chocolate, like the darker the chocolate, the better. And when I went to Publix not too long ago, they had many milk chocolate chips, but they didn't have many dark chocolate chips. And so I got the darkest chocolate, regular chocolate chips, and I wish I had gotten the minis. They stay together just fine, but they would have stayed together better if I had gotten the mini chocolate chips. And
Yeah.
then the other thing I added that I had in the pantry was craisins. And so that combination has also been really good. So tons of fiber, tons of protein. They're delicious. And I have really enjoyed them. So I hope you do too.
Well, thanks. That's exciting.
Yeah, all good
I'll probably make
things.
some of those before my sister's surgery. Because she can
Yes.
just pop those.
Yep.
And I bet they freeze well too.
I'm sure they do. Mine stay in the fridge
Make a
and I
big
just,
batch and.
yes. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you, Katie.
Of course, of course. So I am very interested in especially one of your TV shows. So tell us all about it.
Okay. The first thing is a podcast.
Okay.
It's called Song Exploder. It's by Hrishi Shirway, which, if you have never listened to the West Wing podcast, I cannot recommend it enough.
Okay.
That is Hrishi and Joshua Malina, who was William Bailey on the West Wing. And they went through and rewatched every episode of The West Wing and then talked about it. They had all the West Wing actors on at some point. It's just a great. It's if you like The West Wing, you should definitely listen to The West Wing. The West Wing Weekly was the name of it. But I fell in love with Richie listening to that podcast. He's just got the most soothing voice. It's just and he's just I just love Richie. But anyway, he has a podcast called Song Exploder. He is a musician himself as well. But what he does is he talks to the songwriter and they sort of go through the process of how the song was written
Love it.
and, their memories of it. And then he'll isolate, different parts of it and play it. And it's just fascinating. They just had one. He had one where he interviewed Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham.
Stop it.
About their, they had a group.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of the group, Buckingham and Nicks or something, like it was their
Yeah.
names. But they had a group before they joined Fleetwood Mac, and they released an album. And so I think they had just, I think maybe they just re-released that album
Digitally,
for
it had
the first
never
time, like
been
it had gone out
digital.
of print or
Yeah.
whatever. And so they, and sort of in recognition of that, they went on Song Exploder with Rishi, and it was really good. It was good. So, but Song Exploder in general, especially, if you look, all of them are interesting, but especially if it's an artist you really like or a song you really love,
Yeah.
it's fun to sort of hear that process. The second thing is a television show. It's called Pluribus. It's on Apple TV. It is by Vince Gilligan, who did Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. It stars Kim from Better Call Saul. Her name is Ray something. I can't remember her last name. She should have won an Emmy in Better Call Saul. She was so good in that. And so Gillian actually wrote this for her. I just listened to him on a podcast. I know y'all are shocked. So he actually kind of he had the idea for this, and originally it was a man, but then he was like, no, I think I can do this with Ray. So anyway, it's written for her. I have watched the first two episodes. I will say I sort of feel like it after the first two episodes, the way I felt about Breaking Bad after the first couple episodes, which was, I don't know about this, but because I had that experience with Breaking Bad, and because it is Vince Gilligan, and because it is Ray, whatever her name is, I am in and I'm going to keep watching. But basically, the premise is it's an alien invasion of Earth, and the aliens have somehow taken over everyone's mind so that the entire world is of one mind. So there are only like a handful of people who were immune to it, and she is one of them. And so it's her experience of being sort of completely alone in the world, and figuring out this whole, so yeah, it's real interesting. And I hadn't, the third episode is out, but I hadn't watched it yet.
This is the one
But
it's been on everything trying to get me to watch it, and I wasn't real sure about it.
well, and I tell you that premise behind it, because I didn't really get what the premise was. Because the very first episode, you start off in the lab, dealing with mice, and I'm like, what is this? What's happened? Like, I don't really understand what's happening. But anyway, that's what it is. It's like there is now one consciousness, and it's there's no, Gilligan famously had a one-liner about Breaking Bad. It's how I can't remember who that Mr. Chips go turns into Scarface, I think is what his. So it's like, that shift. And so the one for this is something like how the, it's not grumpy is not the word he used, but it's basically how the grumpiest person in the world has to save the human race or something. Like, I can't remember. It needs to be a little better. But anyway, so she's just sort of notoriously negative. And then this alien invasion happens and takes over, and everybody is there is no negativity. There's no greed. There's no, avarice. There's no jealousy. There's none of that. But she was immune to it. So anyway, I think it will end up being an interesting experiment. And because it is Vince Gilligan, I will be in just because I trust him. So I say all that to say I have watched the first two episodes. It's not like I loved them, but I have loved everything Vince Gilligan has ever put on my television, so I will keep watching. I'm gonna skip down and come back to the other one. In talking about that, I will tell you somebody who helps me understand television in a different way and has for years and years is Alan Sepinwall. And he has a Substack called What's Alan Watching? And it's ALAN. Alan used to be, I found him back in the blogosphere days because he had a blog, and he was the like television critic for the, I think the Newark, New Jersey newspaper. And then he went, like, he's worked at Roll, his most recent job was at Rolling Stone. And they just laid him off. And so he's now going all in on the Substack. And so I have not paid. I will pay. I just haven't done it yet. He's worth it. He's great. It's sort of like, in the height of the prestige television, reading his blog post, it was almost like going to TV class. He's like getting in, it's like an English class. He's getting into the themes and the imagery and all that sort of stuff. So it's really good. So if you like good television and you like to kind of think about it, I would recommend What's Alan Watching? I also watched The Best Neighbor on Netflix.
Okay.
This is a documentary
Oh, okay.
told solely through police body cam footage about a woman who moved into a neighborhood. It was in Ocala, I think. And she got really irritated with these children in her neighborhood. And so it's the story that results from that, but it's told, I think, almost completely through police body cam footage. So, watch that.
Okay.
That one's on Netflix. And then the last, well, not the last thing, the next last thing is a podcast. It's called Beth's Dead. It is produced by Monica Padman of the Armchair Expert.
Love it.
And Monica always talks about her favorite podcasts, which is Elizabeth and Andy. I think their new podcast is called Nobody's Listening, right? They had a previous podcast that Monica loved, and they just quit podcasting suddenly. And this is the story about why that happened. And I
Okay.
will say, I have some thoughts on it. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, so I won't share my thoughts.
Okay.
But it's interesting. It's coming out, I think it started at Halloween, coming out one episode at a time, which is how I planned on watching it. I will say, first episode ended, I went and bought the $6 Patreon so that I could
Oh.
binge it. So
Okay.
yeah. So those are your options. You can wait every week, or you can just go ahead and binge it. And then finally, our beloved loyal listener Elizabeth sent me a link yesterday. It is an article from Style Blueprint about all kinds of advent
Love it.
calendars.
Love
And
it. Love it.
she knew you would be very excited. So
Yes.
it's all kinds. They have like, I want to say they even have like a section for dogs, like to get your dog an advent calendar. So y'all can check that out and get on the advent calendar train.
Yes. It is so, it's just a little bit of joy every
Listen,
day.
don't we need that?
We do. Oh, I love it. Well,
Yeah.
those were great. Thank you to our listeners, and thank you, Mandy. You have given. I just subscribed to what Alan's watching or what's Alan watching on Substack while we were talking. And I'm definitely in on the other stuff too. I appreciate your bringing us those wonderful things.
Y'all enjoy.
I had not heard of The Best Neighbor, so I'm really excited to look into that.
I don't want to say anything because it'll spoil everything.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil. Yeah, don't. But yeah, and Pluribus too. So thank you for that.
Sure.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Sure.
Well, what are
Well,
you doing this week?
we already talked about that,
Getting a
remember?
dog.
Getting a dog, training a dog,
Yeah. You got a
going to
full week.
Nashville, going to a football game.
Yes. And I will be doing none of those things. I will be relaxing in the
Well,
mountains.
good.
Yeah,
Good.
so
Hope you have a wonderful time.
I will, and we did discuss it before we came on. We are gonna try to record next week, so there will be a podcast next week, but it won't be out before Thanksgiving. So I just want to say, first of all, Mandy, you know this, but I'm so thankful for you, for our years of friendship, for our fun that we have watching the Olympics together. And I feel like we need to get back into the pageant watching together. We've missed those because they're on like these obscure channels now. But I mean, that was fun. We've done that over the years. And then it's kind of morphed into this lovely community that I'm very, very thankful for. So, have a wonderful
Me too, my friend.
Thanksgiving. Just love you. And I shop local. Don't shop anywhere but local if you can.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Gobble, gobble.